Yudches and Yudtes. Rav Malinowitz, Yudches and Yudtes. We'll be saying Yudches and Yudtes together. They belong together. Yudches asks 11 questions, and Yudtes says 12 answers. It repeats a theme that's been said here today already. The 11 questions are questions we have on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a focused question. If you'll think about the words, if you read the words, and we have translations, and we see the words, it's a very focused question. It's a question of if you gave us certain tovos from Shemayim, you opened up the heavens to a certain shefa of tova, of bracha, of hiskarvus to Hashem, how could you take those very gifts and yank them away? And as you read the Kina, you'll see that it's those very gifts that were turned on its head. And Atohi Nakta, for example, the third Dvash Misela, Vatosi Nozla Misela, the Loma Shoftayim Nishbedu Videi Sela, Volaleim Nuptsu El Asela. How can you take those kolchos and B'mida Keneged Mida use those channels, those inyonim, to punish Bnei Yisrael? And the 12 answers, Yudtes has 12 answers. And again, the theme has been said by others already, but Yudtes is very focused. Yudtes is Siddur Kadin. If Yudtes are the questions, Yudtes is the answer. If Yudtes is Eicha, then Yudtes is L'cha Hashem Atztaka, V'lon Boshes Haponim. As was said, it's our fault. The answer is Tzidik Hadin, Tzadiku Hashem Ki Pivu Marisi. And again, Yudtes is very, very focused. Bnei Yisrael took, it's a Tzidik Hadin that states that Bnei Yisrael took the Tovos of Hashem, took those Shefa Brachos that came down from Shemayim, going back to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and did not take advantage of it for his Hiskarvus Hashem, but either ignored it and went their own way, ignoring the bracha that they're getting from Shemayim, or worse yet, they took those gifts and used those gifts for Averos. The questions are in Yudches, but see the Kadin is in Yudtes. Either we ignored Hashem's tovos, so it's Bedinhu that he gives those tovos, but then punishes Mida Keneged Mida. We have turned those tovos into Chas V'Shalom punishments, either by ignoring them, or, as you'll see in some paragraphs in Yudtes, taking those tovos and turning them on their heads and using them to anger Hashem. Let's read now Yudches and Yudtes, the questions and the answer.